And you know you can talk anytime, right now, or 24/7, 365, except on soccer days, I think.
Yeah, we don't do soccer around my house, but we definitely do lacrosse. We've got a lot of baseball, softball. We've got everything going on. But
is it the season for that yet?
It already? Is. It's actually lacrosse season right now. It's
what
baseball
is lacrosse?
Season. Lacrosse? What is it?
Yeah. Do well, they play it on horses?
Is no, that... no, no, no. Lacrosse is actually basically like hockey, but on a field. So it's like field hockey almost. You know, they've got they've got their sticks and the ball and they're throwing it and they're hitting each other and they're wearing pads and, you know, they're padded up almost like football, but not quite. From the hips down, they're not as padded. They're not wearing all of the, you know, leg pads and everything, but they're wearing chest protectors and helmets and they're carrying sticks that, you know, have a net and they're throwing the ball back and forth and catching the ball and trying to get the ball into the goal. So
I see. Is it hard, difficult sport?
It's a rough sport. Yeah, actually it is. And, you know, Moober, Manny was actually really, really good at lacrosse.
Oh, he's on that? Oh, wow.
So he actually, this is his senior year in high school, and he played from freshman year through junior year, and he decided not to play this year. And, you know, we've made jokes quite often about how tiny that the mortgage mom is. And, you know, obviously if I'm tiny, my kids are tiny. So, you know, Manny is about 5'9", and he's probably a whopping 140 pounds, maybe, when he's wet, soaking wet. So, you know, even though he was super fast and very, very good at the sport, there's a lot of kids that when they're outside of football season, that they will play lacrosse to stay in shape. And so, you know, he's just getting taken down. I mean, just hit really hard and laid out flat by these big, you know, big football players. So he actually decided not to play this year, senior year. But
well, he's got to leave his Sundays open for the workshops that we're doing.
That's right. Well, now he's working for me. You know, he got that new truck and now he's working for me. you know, Mikey, my little Miguel, he is in eighth grade. And so he has actually started on a traveling lacrosse team so that when he goes into high school next year, freshman year, that he can play. And so, you know, he's just really getting started now. So we got through our, you know, all of our traveling and everything with lacrosse and traveling with baseball. And now we're right back into it all over again. And I'm sure that by the time that Mikey's done, we'll be right back into T-ball with Zeke. So, you know, it's busy time at the
Marcoux
is the house.
Which Marcoux is the coach of the household? Is it you or is it who's
no,
the coach?
No. So for lacrosse, because, you know, my husband Shane did not play lacrosse. He was a baseball guy, big baseball guy. So he actually coached Manny and Mikey all through actually like little league. And he is definitely not coaching lacrosse. But Manny Moober has actually picked up the coaching responsibilities for Mikey's team. So, you know, he's actually there. He is the head coach of Mikey's traveling lacrosse team. So it put him, you know, he didn't want to do it at first. And I said, Manny, you love the game. You just don't want to play it anymore. And you're really good at it. And you understand the rules and the concept and, you know, all the strategies. And I said, go coach. You know, this could be something. You could turn into a college coach someday.
See, I knew coaching runs in the family because, I mean, all you do for us is coach.
I coach. I teach all day long and I love doing it. And Manny, he did not want to do it at first. And now that he's been doing it, he's actually starting to really enjoy it. And he's seeing some of his old coaches out at these games. And he's actually, you know, messing with them and saying, I'm using your strategy. You know, I'm calling your plays. So, you know, Manny's actually the coach for Mikey, which is great. And then, but Shane, my husband Shane, is definitely the baseball guy. So as soon as Zeke starts T-ball, he'll be the little league coach again.
I was just wondering if we could text, you know, any of the Marcoux's like sports related questions or coach advice or something.
Oh, you
like
could
that, you, know?
You could literally
since we're all busy on Sunday.
Yeah,
you
could text Shane any question that you want on football, basketball, softball, baseball, anything probably. But even soccer, I believe he played soccer as a kid. So the only thing you probably couldn't ask him about would be hockey or lacrosse.
Okay, let's talk about this Sunday tomorrow at 11 a.m. We're doing another workshop. We're premiering it on YouTube at the Mortgage Mom Radio channel.
That's right, yeah. And it's going to be all about credit. You guys heard Steve Altonian talk a little bit ago. We gave you guys a little snippet of what we're going to be doing
and
tomorrow.
And a snippet of his jingle.
And a little snippet of his jingle,
just a
yeah.
snippet, just a bite-sized portion.
Just a little bite-sized. It was actually pretty long. And I know
he'll play that for you in person if you want to.
If you want it, yeah. Yeah. Give him a call. He'll do it for you. You know, he's very excited about his music, but where he is actually the king is he is the king of credit. He is very, very good at what he does. And he has done some amazing, tremendous work for my past clients. So tomorrow, YouTube, 11 a.m. If you guys are there, you know, we're going to be premiering it. And Steve will be there as well. And we'll be answering all of the questions that you guys put into the feed. So any questions that you guys have whatsoever about credit, please go ahead and throw those out there during the premiere. So make sure that you go to the Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube channel and subscribe to the page. But then also you'll see we've already put up the link for where we will be doing the video. So you can actually click on that link and there's a little reminder button that you can set and it will actually email you. YouTube will email you and let you know, don't forget it's in 30 minutes. But, you know, he's got some great stuff. And if you're, you know, a little bit embarrassed, I get it. You know, you log into YouTube and if you're not using an actual username, it says your first and last name.
I don't get it. Who's embarrassed? That's like,
I mean, YouTube's got your profile picture, your name, you know, you never know.
Oh, then you can go like find out what things, other things they like what kind of weird cooking channels they're into or like.
No, it's not about that. I mean, for me personally, you know, if I wanted to get on and I wanted to ask a question about my credit report and I knew that everybody could see that my name was Debbie Marcoux and a picture of me, I might be a little bit hesitant to want to write that question into the feed. But if you guys want to, you're more than welcome to text me. So text mom to 474747. As soon as I respond to you, then you go ahead and ask a question. What I'll do is I'll be taking those questions and I'll be putting them into the feed. So nobody will know who asked the question and you don't necessarily need to get on there and write the question with your name and your picture and everything. So, you know, if you're not embarrassed, go ahead and throw them out there. We love it. You know, throw those questions into the feed. But if you guys want to know about credit, whether you've got fantastic credit and you just want to know if maybe a credit card that you haven't been using in a long time, you should close it. Maybe you just want to make your credit score as high as you can get it. Maybe your credit isn't all that great. Maybe you've had a bankruptcy or a foreclosure and you need to rebuild. Whatever that the scenario or the case may be, you're going to learn this tomorrow and it's going to be a really great event.
Another Credit Sunday, a Mortgage Mom Radio workshop Sunday coming tomorrow at 11. But right now, how about some texts?
Yeah, let's do some text messages. I think that's great. And you know what we haven't talked about is Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's coming in, I think, at the end of April.
It's the end of April. And on April, every single question that I get between now and April the 7th is going into my Stagecoach.
Into the Mortgage Mom Hopper.
It is. It's going into the hopper. And I'm going to actually pick my favorite question. And we are going to announce it on the 8th of April. Who is going to win the two tickets to Stagecoach? So if you guys have not asked a question for me, make sure you get those questions
your
in right now.
Your favorite question. What my could favorite that question. Possibly
it be? It could be anything. Maybe it is sports related for the kids. Maybe it's diaper related. Maybe it's home related, credit related, closing cost related. We've done so many workshops.
Short people related. Could be short people related.
Short people related. I can answer any question about being short.
Okay, let's answer a couple right now. 474747. These aren't about how short you are, though. Here's one. Is your property reassessed when you refinance, which in turn changes your taxes?
So the answer to that question is no. A lot of people have experienced that when they have refinanced, they've noticed that their tax bill has gone up and it just actually happens to be a coincidence. Every single year, your property taxes are reassessed no matter what. And your property taxes will change when your property is reassessed if the value does go up. So it is just a coincidence that if you've refinanced, that all of a sudden you see your property taxes increase. What you have to remember is that if you did a refinance and you pulled cash out because now you have more equity, or you did a refinance and you have more equity, so we removed the mortgage insurance. Whatever the reason was behind the refinance, there was probably more value there. So it just happens to be a coincidence that your property taxes go up after you've done a refinance.
So it doesn't happen all the time, then?
If your property value has not gone up, and if your property hasn't gone up in value, you're not going to see the property taxes be reassessed. If your property if your value goes down, and here's a huge tip for everybody, huge. If your property value goes down, the county tax collector will not change your property tax bill unless you go in there and you file some paperwork. So if you get an appraisal done on your home that shows what your current value is, it's lower than the time that it was assessed the time before, you fill out the paperwork and you give them that appraisal, they will reduce your property value. They will lower your property taxes, but you have to ask for it. They're not going to just do it for you.
Is that something you can help somebody out with?
No. I can't, no? Honestly.
Can you refer?
Or I can just give them the advice. So if they call me, I can tell them.
So then you can Google it from there.
Yeah. No, but they absolutely. I mean, they can call me and I can give them the advice of, the telephone number for their, county tax.
Because different paperwork in every county.
Yes, it's absolutely totally different. But I can absolutely give them the advice of how to do it. But no, I can't help them with that. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. 474747. Text the word mom for Mortgage Mom Radio. And then your question. Mom, how much sooner does a mortgage get paid off if payment is sent bi-monthly?
Okay. So bi-monthly doesn't pay off your loan any faster than paying it monthly. And everybody's got to understand.
Bi-monthly, that's twice a month?
That's twice a month. So everybody's got to understand that there's a difference. There is semi-monthly. And in this case, the listener said bi-monthly. So that would be twice a month. There's also bi-weekly. So let's all think about it. Every now and then you get that extra paycheck because there's 5 weeks in a month. So when you go bi-weekly, then you're actually making, by the end of the year, there's two extra weeks in the year. So there's 2 months that have 5 weeks. So you're making half of a payment makes one full payment when you pay bi-weekly. But if you pay bi-monthly or semi-monthly, then you're not getting any kind of benefit. You're still only making 12 payments per year. But if you go bi-weekly, you end up making 13 payments a year. That 13th payment will actually drop off of a 30-year mortgage, on average about 7 years from that mortgage note.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier on a podcast.
We did, absolutely. And I think that it's been brought up quite a few times. So I think people are very interested in that idea or that subject. And I'm more than happy. I have, my mom calculator, my amortization schedule, and I'd be more than happy to run some numbers if, people want to call me directly and ask specifically about their mortgage.
844-935-3634. That is the direct line to the Mortgage Mom right now. 844-935-3634. Let's talk about next week on the show. We've got a special guest.
We do. So we're going to have Los Angeles County Assessor Jeffrey Prang. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier before Danielle came on to talk about her workshop on March the 31st. And he's going to be talking all about property taxes, that there's been $30 million in homeowners exemptions that have not been claimed. So that's money.
What does that mean? Now, he's an assessor, so what's his job?
So his job is not to actually collect your property taxes. His job is to assess the value of the home for the tax collector, for the person that's sending you guys your tax bills. So he's actually assessing the properties and determining what the value of the home is. He's also got workshops that he's doing, all kinds of things that will help you as a homeowner or future homeowners to understand their property taxes better. There are homeowners exemptions that can be filed, and he's going to talk about that next week. So I'm not going to give too much detailed information. But like I said, there was $30 million from Los Angeles County homeowners that was left on the table in savings. So you definitely want to tune in next week to that. And he'll also be on the YouTube channel next week, which is why it's so important to, if you guys, we talked about it a little earlier in the show and last week too, the meat and potatoes of Mortgage Mom Radio. And really, this is an hour show. We get an hour to talk to you guys, right? We don't really get to
get... Can you make it Irish meat and potatoes? Because St. Patrick's Day is coming.
St. Patty's Day is coming. That's right. Yeah, we're going to get into some Irish car bombs pretty soon, I hope. Maybe that'll be St. Patty's Day, the show that we do. We'll just be doing Irish car bombs through the whole show. That'll be interesting. But that's the meat and potatoes. That's what's giving you all of the very detailed information that you need is by going to the YouTube channel. You think about it. Everybody uses YouTube almost like Google. How do I? What about this? Hey, I want to buy a new, microphone for the radio show. What do I do? I go to YouTube and I see people that actually show me that they've done, this microphone versus this microphone. YouTube just gives us that opportunity that we can actually lay out for you those videos and truly dive very deep into different subjects and different loan programs and credit and taxes and all of those things. So definitely make sure you guys,
check
that out.
How long they are too. They're just the right amount.
They are.
When your butt starts to get wiggly.
Yeah.
That's when
they're 30 minutes.
Be back next time.
I don't know about you, but my phone goes with me everywhere that I go. So I'll usually, when I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking, I'll start it. And then all of a sudden I need to use the restroom and I'll run to the bathroom, but it comes with me. There's a lot of, that's what's so great about YouTube is you're kind of doing it as you go and you do it when you want to on your own time. And that's when you really get the chance to let things sink in. But I do want to go back to, Jeffrey, Jeffrey Prang, the LA County assessor, he's going to be fantastic next week. And then also, you know, that workshop that's coming up March 31st is going to be phenomenal too. So if you didn't tune in at the beginning of this show, again, this is an hour show. People jump in their car, they get out of their car, they don't necessarily get all of it. We actually had Danielle Whitney. She is with Keller Williams out of LA Harbor, and she has got a workshop that she's putting together for all of her past clients, any of the listeners of Mortgage Mom Radio, and future homeowners. And we're going to be talking all about property taxes as well. So it kind of, she fits right into the Jeffrey Prang section. So we'll be talking about, you know, property taxes. We're going to have a title insurance agent there that's going to be talking about how should you hold title to your property. Are you in your trust? Are you not in your trust? We're going to have an insurance agent there that will be talking about whether you're underinsured. Do you have the right coverage? Do you need to have more coverage? Is your deductible too high? What if the home burned down? Should you look at earthquake insurance or should you not? Just a lot of different things. And then obviously I'm going to be there. So anybody that wants to come out, that wants to talk about buying a home, any past clients of mine or any past clients of hers, you guys have questions about maybe doing your first investment property.
Or an ADU. I would have questions about that.
Adding an ADU or possibly refinancing, maybe some debt consolidation. It's going to be an all-in-one, and she's going to have some beer there, which is going to make it an even better event. You know, it just makes it easier to get through the day. But no, it's going to be a really, really great event. And if you guys haven't done it already, just go to my Facebook page. I actually did a post on it. You do need to get your tickets to go. So make sure that you do click on the Facebook page, go to Eventbrite, buy your tickets, and come out. It's not expensive whatsoever. And it's going to be just absolutely fantastic. It's really going to be something that's very beneficial to anybody that's thinking about buying a home or already owns a home today.
And one more thing. How about the app? We've been doing a lot of updates to the Mortgage Mom Radio app.
Well, we have. So actually on my phone app, and if you don't have it, text the word mom to 474747. You'll get a link, and that link will say download phone app, and just click on that link and you can literally save it to your home screen on your phone. It's got everything you could possibly need, but even better is it actually has the Stagecoach Win 2 Tickets to Stagecoach entry.
That's nice.
It is. So you guys just download the phone app, click on that, and it will tell you all about Stagecoach and how you can get yourself.
I think we may be the only place to win Stagecoach tickets right now. Actually.
Yeah, we're absolutely. Yeah, I believe so. So, but this gives you an opportunity to win those Stagecoach tickets. It tells you how to do it. It gives you the form that you can fill out with all your contact information and the question for mom. So the phone app is pretty cool. Obviously, it's got all the calculators and the podcast, and you know, it's got everything that you could possibly need. All of the workshop videos are right there on the phone app. So anything you could possibly need, text the word mom to 474747 and download that phone app. All you got to do is click on the link.